Well, g'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Today on the show, we do our first mailbag of the season. You can send us your questions at Hardball Gets AFL on Instagram or at hardballgets@wanews.com.au. All right, let's get stuck in. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. So, first mailbag edition for us. Have we tried something like this before?
We used to do them at the end of the pod, and then it got a bit crazy because we suddenly had a billion.
Because we were just trying to figure out how long we've been doing this for now.
Yeah.
It has to be six or seven years.
Six, yeah.
Has to be.
It's a long innings.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're still here with us, to be honest.
Incredible that somehow, A, we haven't got cancelled, and B, Nick has survived the cull every single year.
Yeah, this is right.
Cancelled relies a lot on Josh editing out comments that just pop up every now and then.
Yeah.
But I just want to just grab that one out there.
Well, that's how long ago.
Essendon section, there was that bit that Zave...
Nick's the Essendon.
When we started this, I was actually a football reporter and knew a little bit more, paid a little bit more attention. We can actually...
The rise and rise of Nick Rinn aligns with the timing of this podcast.
Staggering.
He went from like
says the tadpole himself.
You're not doing too bad yourself.
I'm going south. Very quickly going south.
Zave and I are just like titans of industry now, the sports nuts and everything, you know?
Yeah.
So we've got these questions. They've been sent in on Instagram and email.
Hardball Gets AFL on Instagram if you don't follow us already, and Hardball Gets at wanews.com.au if you want to email them in.
Correct. We'll cut them up and get through them. All right. Nick, you're going to start.
Well, let's kick us off. Callum Hills. Question for Xavier.
It feels like that's Callum Mills under a fake name.
Nah, I thought so, yeah, but the question's not relevant to Sydney.
Put 100 on Nick Martin to win the Brownlow at 151 odds. Will this bet age well?
No, it won't. And Nick Martin, Nick Martin's a chance to be All-Australian. They're feeding him massively at Essendon, but I don't think they'll win enough games to win a Brownlow.
We went in the over-under, what are we having, that? Four or five games?
Yeah. It doesn't look good.
He can't win a Brownlow spot, but he'll win their best. If he gets through the season, he'll be up there with merit in terms of his top two player at the footy
club.
Good
fantasy pick, I reckon.
Beautiful.
You're doing fantasy.
Jaden Tadai, if Longmuir and Simpson aren't in their respective jobs to commence the 2025 AFL season, who would be the best two candidates for these positions?
When I read this, I was like, let's make it clear. You're assuming they're both not there. So who do you think will be the next West Coast coach? Assuming it's not Adam Simpson.
Horse is still there and Cox wants a job and they are asking.
Well, they're both gone. So Cox will go to Sydney.
Okay.
I believe Cox will be at Sydney. Who's a talented West Coast person?
Do you need to be a West Coast person?
I'll throw one at you. Ashley Hansen, who is coaching at Carlton, has been at the Bulldogs in the past.
Yep.
He is highly rated, which you've got to say whenever you talk about an assistant coach. Highly rated assistant coach. No, but put him on the radar as someone if Cox is unavailable. I will go out on a limb, though, and say that I actually believe both of Longmuir and Simpson will be the next year.
Okay.
I think they both will. Barring a shock to me, I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen. But
They're both contracted next year?
Longmuir is not, but Adam is.
Yeah.
I would bet on that. But I would say that's probably a good one. What about your man, Mickey Barlow?
Nah, he's too new into it, but Mick Barlow will coach an AFL club.
Okay.
Oof.
I'm very, very confident about that.
Okay. Well, what about Fremantle for you?
Fremantle for me is someone coming in to coach him.
If it's not Longmuir.
Mickey too soon.
Barlow probably too soon. You just want the best person for the job.
I'm not a big believer. And I actually think there's a bit of a poison that you just circle around what's been part of the fabric.
Mm.
I reckon fresh blood in new clubs is a great thing. We just spoke about Adam Simpson, who had no association with West Coast.
None.
Yeah.
And then wins a premiership and plays in two grand finals.
I'm trying to think about who the most highly rated assistants are.
Who's under Fagan? Who's under Fagan and those guys that have been doing a great job in Brisbane?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I think the lesser names.
Who's under McRae right now?
Yeah, the lesser names. Hayden Skipworth's the name.
Yeah, he gets
Hayden Skipworth's the name.
Highly rated.
Okay, Hayden Skipworth.
Put me in a hole in Italy, Hayden Skipworth.
Another West Coast related question from Tom Smirk.
Okay.
How do the West Coast youngers develop? Oh, this is one I referenced on Monday. Only 30 fit players to choose from, assuming they take true travelling emergencies. That leaves 5 kids behind to play waffle footy with a bunch of amateurs against seasoned semi-professional footballers. Not only are they not developing with the game plan and with experience, they're getting belted every week and must show up to every game thinking, here we go again.
Firstly, good man, Tom Smirk.
Smooker.
Yeah. I would say he's sort of dancing around the edges of it, but I think he's basically saying the waffle team isn't working because you're not getting enough quality players around.
Well, there's no need to dance around that. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It's atrocious.
So, look, I actually have thought for a really long time the best model for them is to align.
And but why? No other club needs to align around the AFL.
Yeah, but the VFL guys, they're all on the other side of the country.
They made their own competition as well.
Yeah. So unless you're going to join the VFL, like, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, but why can't they make it work? Loosen some of the restrictions around recruiting and whatnot.
That's the other option.
They're not the only club that is a standalone second division team.
But that's the idea of making your own competition, because they're trying to come into a competition which has got its own history and people through it. They're going to push back against it more. So the VFL is an easier sell and give whatever because no one really cares. But the Waffle, the other clubs
care. More people would go to the VFL than the Waffle.
You think so? Yeah,
probably.
What's average attendance?
Oh, let's not get into that.
4 and 6.
Put this on the back burner. We'll circle around.
Way. There's more people listening to this podcast than are going to either.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with Smooker. It's hard. Things need to change. I think they need to loosen the shackles around recruitment.
I agree.
Because no one wins when you're getting pumped by 150
points.
So
what is happening with these kids? Are they
you've either got to align, or the Waffle's got to loosen the straps, or they've got to say, stuff it, we're going to go play in the VFL.
Which seems like where everything's
those
trending.
Those are the three options. The current climate, the current status isn't working.
And it's just really quickly, because we are trying to get through a lot of them.
Yep.
Just from being inside the four walls of AFL clubs, the importance of having a state league team that performs. Clarke used to put so much pressure on Box Hill because the deeper you get and the more you develop and the closer you get to finals, you need to be able to bring a player in
who's ready.
You used to always say, lose a soldier, replace him with another. Don't get me wrong, you're never going to replace Luke Hodge with a VFL player. But you don't want to put in a Nuffy who's hopeless, which is what's happening a lot of the time. They're coming in to play games with 10 disposals. You know these blokes getting 30s.
Yeah, they're not earning it.
And coming in and going, all right, at least I'm confident and I've done it on a lesser playing field. But at the moment, good luck.
Elijah Thompson, as a diehard Bombers fan, should I just be prepared for another disappointing season? How can we get out of this pattern? Also, Zave, cheeky one, Dawson Brownlow. Just go to the Bombers first.
Oh, well,
then we address this in the over-unders.
I think if you listen to the over-under pod, it's going to be a long year.
They're not good enough to be good. They're not bad enough to be bad.
Is there any father-sons coming?
They're not even free hits anymore. You've got to use a good pick for them. They don't even have these good picks.
What about Dawes?
I could see him in the Brownlow. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, we loved it.
Yeah. We started Jordan Dawes.
If they win 14 or 15 games, that's 14 or 15 best on grounds. Yeah. Who would you assume is going to get more best on grounds than not? Probably Jordan Dawes.
Speaking of people who have ascended since the start of this podcast,
Jordan Dawson is the poster child. I would be confident in saying that we were the first podcast to give Jordan Dawson any
airtime.
No, I agree
with that.
100%.
I don't like pumping our own tyres, but we were certainly all with Jordan Dawson.
We had Dawes.
Cousin Tom. Tom Dawson. Good opening season show, but can you blokes stop talking over one another?
What does he say?
Good opening season. Each other.
Oh,
stop talking over each other.
But why would he want us to stop talking over each other?
Tom, we've done this for we haven't changed in six years.
I get it.
Do you know? Can I just say, Tom? There's a reason we do it because of the 2 minute warning format.
You're 2 minutes.
You don't have long to get your point across,
And you got to fire.
You have to get in. You have to jump in, and sometimes you just have to take. It's very
feedback's your friend.
It's a called hardball gets for a reason. It's hard
this
ball
is right.
takes.
Got to get in there and win
gets.
It.
You got to win it yourself.
Doesn't help when Nick's rambling on about vibes either.
That's true. Yes. Well, we apologize. Tom, we'll try to be better.
No, we will. Thanks, Tom.
Who was up there in the over-unders last year?
Yeah, you,
mainly
mate.
Mainly vibe-based.
None of us were any good, but Ben Thomas.
Is it alarming all the things J-Lo said? Freo had been working hard on all preseason, didn't show at their first challenge.
Can I say, straight out of the gate, we have a lot of Longmuir-related questions, so let's stack them all together later. Okay, so that we'll come to that one, Ben. We'll get on to you. Next.
Michael Rossiter, are North Melbourne relevant now that Xavier's mates are coaching there?
No, they're not relevant.
They're more relevant to this podcast.
They're relevant to me because I think, but I reckon they've got five absolute ripping young kids.
I thought you were going to say like assistants.
No, and you add, well, they've got good coaches. Yeah. So you add, I just said that Mick Barlow, I think, will be a senior coach. You've got young talent there everywhere. They'll be good to watch. They won't win many games, but at least they've got good talent.
Michael makes a point, though. Xavier talks about his mates more than anything else. There's a lot of fun.
No, so you ask for information, and I might have an answer. I give the answer, and then you spend 3 minutes trying to work out how.
He's so defensive.
Fraser McGuinness before doesn't even have the pool to get enough tickets for his own bucks party. Anyway.
Who, Fraser? I'm in.
Next.
Darren Cunningham. Is Jagger O'Meara likely to miss round one selection? He doesn't do near enough in games, and Brody and Erasmus would be mounting their case.
I'm not sure about round one. He's been playing a little bit on the wing too at training. I'm not sure, but he probably is in the round one team. But he is going to have to play
pressure's on.
Really good footy to stay in that team because Erasmus has to play at some point. Johnson clearly has to play. There's only a certain number of spots, and they're really heavy on midfielders with Fife going in there as well. We already talked about that in the Over-Under podcast. So, yeah, the pressure's on Jager. He's a great man and a really hard-working player. So if anyone's going to be able to do it, it's him. But he's under the pump.
Just related there, one there from Matthew Scarpino next about Neil Erasmus. Looks good when he comes on, but they're not looking to play him in any role, not even half forward. Can you see him being at the club next year? It's going to depend what happens this year, right?
Yeah, I could see him being at the club next year.
He had three disposals on the weekend.
He came on last quarter.
I get that, but like it's never a good sign. No. That's the situation you're in. And he's 20 years old, turning 21 this year. It's time to get cracking.
I need to check this, but I'm pretty sure I saw a stat that he's actually played more games than Johnson.
Probably Johnson was
one
injured
or two more games. But
Johnson
I just thought,
injured the first year.
And he missed his whole year, Okay. But still, look, he does need opportunity. But he is the fifth banana now. Maybe not even fifth.
No, he's not fifth.
He's fourth. He's sixth. So if you're talking Sarong, Brayshaw, Fife, Young, and Johnson in that order as the five, Erasmus is six. And then you start throwing in O'Meara and you throw in Brody. And he's competing with a lot of dudes.
Could just be a better fit somewhere else.
He's a big boy.
Decision-making still needs work.
If he does become available.
He did have a patch there where he was like 17, 26 disposal, 16, 17, 18.
He can find it.
No, I like it.
Game time around 70%.
I was disappointed not to see him more in like using the forward line last year.
I think that's just a contract with dead money now.
I think Freo will find a way to play Erasmus.
Thomas Ward, can we get an over-under on how many times Rory Lobb gets mentioned on the pod this year? Currently going at 1.4 mentions a show. Well, we didn't mention him this week until you brought him up. Did we?
No, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, one of you said...
Last week.
Oh, no, it might have been Selby earlier.
Yeah.
We're talking about...
Monday's your big podcast, though, right?
So many spoke podcasts. About like, done a lot.
How many do we do? We do...
Shout out Bolter.
We do every Monday... Let's say we do 30 podcasts. I would sit the over-under probably 29 and a half.
Yeah, probably go 29 and a half.
And I'd take the over.
If you can keep track of that for us, Thomas, that'd be great. Thanks very much, mate. Luke
Johnston. For some reason, though, when you get real pissed off at the Bulldogs, and so they're just...
It always comes back to
Rory Lobb's to blame.
No.
It's all Rory Lobb's fault. Luke Johnston, afternoon question for your mailbag. What's with Ryan interviewing players in their playing gear this year?
I've been asked this a lot.
Okay, so... When I pitched those interviews and when I asked them, I need to speak to these guys. These are the targets that we want to talk to. They said, fine, but the only time you can do it is the same day as they do their promo shoot. So they'll come in, do that. You know, the hero shots you see in the footy, the folding of the arms looking tough.
It used to just be the best five players used to have to do it.
Yeah, right. Well, now it's sort of more than that. There's usually about 10 of them. Yeah. And so then they bring them in, they do the photo shoot, and then they'd bring them in straight into me and sit down. So they were all sort of done in one big collection, and we've been rolling them out ever since. So there's your answer. That's a pretty obvious one.
But you've got to get them all out now, though, surely, because the season started.
I've got most of them out. There's a couple more to come, and don't you worry, there'll be a fair bit of framing in.
So again.
Did you notice the Fife one was probably like 25% less rhino after our feedback?
That's just because we didn't have the shots. It was a camera fault.
My phone still went absolutely bunter with people sending me this stuff here. Have a look at what I'm being sent to you. You're telling me the camera wasn't working. One, two, three.
Have a look at that.
Your boss gave you feedback too.
He did actually give me feedback straight. He texted me, he said, I agree.
And then sent it to me as well.
But I would like to ask someone to actually go back and add up the Harley one because I purposely added more in there. And I reckon there's a chance that I got more time than Harley.
Do you not feel like a knob?
On that occasion, no, because I was doing it to piss you off. Normally, yes.
Nyasha Tizerai.
Just say clearly.
Nyasha Tizerai. For the overs and unders pod, we've just done this, so I'm not sure how relevant this will be. Can we get the over and unders on how many advertisements Xavier does? How many times Nick will mention the Shane McAdam and Ash Johnson story?
You couldn't get a number on the Zave mentions on advertisements.
I haven't mentioned anything today.
No, that's not true. You did earlier.
Range Ford.
You snuck your little Range Ford in there. Sports Nuts has had a mention too,
Sports
discreetly.
Nuts has had a go.
Sports Nuts.
There's been a few.
Perth Zoo. We haven't had a Perth Zoo yet. And that one only comes up whenever Shane McAdam or
Deli. What was that
Johnson
deli that you used to get free stuff from? That was remember?
Two slices?
Good Grocer or something like that?
Yeah, the Good Grocer.
Yeah. I still think there's a single fin thing in there too somehow. Gage Roads is supplying.
Yeah, there has been. Well,
no
been
one posts
off.
More about single fin.
I don't ever,
And what's the Shane McAdam Ash Johnson story?
No, don't. You swear, Nick. Well, you swear, Nick. Horse Creek, yeah, you know? Was a recruiting manager back in
okay,
the day.
I've got some.
Couple
but I got
more
said.
To finish.
Should have been.
From random Aussie things. This bloke hit me up on Twitter. G'day, Ryan. Just seen your tweet asking about a question. Is it possible to talk about Tim English as a free agent coming to the Eagles? As we need a solid ruckman. I have said this quite a lot. I don't think that's happening.
No.
I know there's still people talking about it because he hasn't signed a deal. My understanding is he's very happy there. My understanding is he's not coming. But
when does the West Coast money open up?
Now. It's ready now.
Last money year it was there. Full.
Mate, there's money now.
So it's front-ended. Look, mate, Yo and Kelly and those guys got big money.
They just got to get closer to the money slash not being dog shit. Like,
no, you're right. You
cut
need,
off.
Yeah. They need... And I thought, and don't get me wrong, forget Harley Reid. I was big on always last year trying to split that pick as many times as you could.
Mm, yeah.
If you're Tim English and you look and go, there's 10 first and second round players in 2 years, then you got a little bit of like hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at North Melbourne, I just spoke about before. They've got 5 or 6 young 18, 19 year olds. I think they're going to be stars. You need to have those players on your books to get free agents excited.
Okay, Rogers, Triple C, thought you kind of missed the point with West Coast's under the pump from last week's episode. I'd say Duggan, with the captaincy, and anyone who's had recurring injury issues over the last 2 years should probably be feeling the pressure. It's probably too late for Gaff. Okay, yeah, I can understand that. I don't think Duggo's under any pressure. He's a good leader and he's a good player.
Depends. How do you want to look at it? They're all under pressure or none of them are under pressure.
This is the problem with our under the pump thing because it's so
we had no clarity around it.
It really is anything at
but
all.
But you know, I'd say none of them are under pressure.
Well, yeah, no one's getting their spot taken away
from
them.
I'd say the pressure's on the guys out of contract to the veterans.
Yeah.
If they want to continue their careers.
Yeah.
So Yo and Gaff are the two that are out of contract.
It would depend. There'll be a lot of coffees with Matt Clark coming up. A couple of
boots.
So Matt Clark's is he working out of Melbourne?
Yeah, believe so, yeah. Yep. Which was Rowan O'Brien spent a lot of time over.
No, I've got no issue with it. Just someone asked me the other day.
Okay, from Corey. Can't DM, not verified. Okay. What's your way too early guess of Frio's plans with its first rounders this year? Because they have extra
three.
Would they have got a hint
Ports
from a manager someone would be available before? And then Schultz, I think, got them a first and late.
Maybe Collingwood's and Ports.
Would they have got a hint from a manager from someone?
So why they got Ports?
Basically saying, do they think someone's coming?
Pick trade, I think it was.
Yeah, it was a future first they got. Oh, I can't remember.
For which player?
They traded picks to get the first.
Pick trade.
They've got three firsts. That's all you need to know.
Sure. But with those late firsts, then sure. There's no top 10s.
Yeah, there's only three O's, maybe.
I think it's about Logan McDonald. I've already gone on the record and said that a bunch of times. I think that's one of the targets that they have.
What about the guy at Melbourne?
What guy?
Jacob Van Ruin.
I don't know what his contract situation is.
Who would you rather, Logan McDonald or Van Ruin? Who would you rather if you have picked one for Freo?
So the question is, who would you rather pair with Jai Amos? Because he's the key.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they're all going to be pretty similar.
Okay. I see Amos as being a really good lead up the ground player as well.
Which is kind of
really
Logan's
mobile. He's good
job.
At everything. But I could see Logan doing that too.
Don't undersell what Van Ruin's going to do.
I love Van
Ruin.
Yeah,
he's crashing. But yeah.
I like him too. Yeah.
If they were in the pot, Amos, Van Ruin.
Amos first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amos first, and then I'm probably going McDonald just.
No, I'm Van Ruin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, I probably lean Van Ruin, but yeah.
And I'm only saying this off watching a couple of Pracky games, but I reckon he's
okay, Ron's, he's got it. Ron's Harry Barnett gave good glimpses on the weekend. What's the chance he gets an AFL game this season with Flynn going down? We got one last year, just.
But if you're not going to get a game at West Coast this year, and you're young.
He's a skinny ruckman, though.
No, and you're young. They're going to throw chances. Surely.
I think if Flynn's healthy,
I've never heard of that. Before.
If Flynn's healthy,
I was waiting till you guys kept talking to figure out which team he was on.
But yeah, mate, if you're ever going to get a free game,
last year was the year,
and this year,
okay. Well, look, he's behind Flynn and Bailey Williams. So if those guys are both hurt, then yes, I think he could play.
Oh, sorry, South Australian kid.
Yep,
got him.
Lockie just says more Jackson Barrett, please. And there's another person saying, agreed.
Oh, Jacko, so, bit of love.
Nick, just watch your space.
Bax and Jarrett.
Bernie's
more
Burgers says, what is Frio's game plan? Zave, do you want to take that one?
I just want to move quickly. I don't know what it is, but I want him to move so much quicker. Mm. I don't think you need Andy Brayshaw in there. If you're going to put Fife, Sarong, Young, let Andy run wild. We spoke about that in the other podcast. Mm. They've got to move it quickly. They've got no forwards, though. That's an issue. Mm. I mean, they've got – what do they score on the weekend?
When they're back, Amos and Jackson are the two when they're back, right?
Amos is going to be a good player. We just spoke about that.
Very good.
He kicked 40 goals last year.
Yeah.
Henry kicked 40.
He did.
So let's just lower the bar around.
He says he's so confident. Let's just find out five minutes ago.
Did you know?
But Joe, like, let's lower the bar a little bit.
Yeah.
They need someone to kick. Yeah, you need someone kicking 60.
What does Amos kick this year? I think he gets to 50.
Yeah, 40 to 50. Which is, I mean, good. So still not enough goals. So they've got to move it quickly.
Michael Anil, if you were Frio coach, what would your midfield rotations be? I can't see Omira being in their best 22. I think we kind of covered that. We've kind of that one already. Ash says, when I said put the call out for questions, he said, I'd rather watch paint dry. Thanks, Ash. Good stuff. Flemo says, Zave, should I put a punt on... Geez, that was close. Can I put a punt on Carlton winning the grand final? I can't answer that.
No.
Really? Nah. You don't think they can win it?
No. Nah.
Jeez, that's rough.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, you wanted an opinion.
No, I didn't. I got one.
Yeah. I don't think Carlton will win the flag. No.
Well, Bilal has responded, don't do it, Flemo. They aren't making the eight.
No.
Okay, there you go.
I'm somewhere in between there then.
Yeah, okay. And we're pretty close. Kona. G'day, Rhino. I'll ask my question here. A lot of intrigue around how Freo plan to navigate their three first rounders. My question is, by the end of the year, do you think Freo would be targeting more firepower up front, or will it be time to invest? Basically, he's saying anyone else other than Logan McDonald. I feel like we've answered that question.
Has to be firepower.
Okay, you can't handle the truth sports podcast. Oh, a question from another podcast.
Yeah, nice.
Okay.
And shout out to those guys.
Yeah. I'd love greater understanding on your column below, Rhino. This is my one from Saturday. Honestly, it's the first time I've been blown away by one of your takes that it could be so wrong.
Oh, here we go.
Usually you're pretty bloody good, but this one baffles
me. Well, I don't know. Is he living the last over-under results?
And then someone has agreed with that too. So my column...
What was your column?
My column was basically saying Fremantle need to act now and extend Justin Longmire.
I disagree.
Fair. Let me make my point. So don't... My point is this. There's multiple points in this piece. It was 1,000 words. So I'm going to try to just trim it down here. You do not want that black cloud hanging over him. We talked about the fact that they're the second youngest team for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Do you know he's the second youngest coach in the AFL? In the last 4 years, he's won 47% of his games. All right. Now, that includes the COVID season, which was a shit show, which was his first season. Him and Matty Nix have been in charge the same amount of time. Matty Nix, 35%. So 12% less wins. Everyone's saying Matty Nix is doing a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. I think what's happened here is that Justin Longmire is paying the price for making the finals in 2022 and winning one.
There's a bit of that.
The expectation shifted so high last year. They still won 10 games. If things go slightly better at the
start, once you make it, you've got to keep going.
Well, not everything is linear. All I'm saying is...
That's an easy draw last year too, remember?
What's that?
That an easy draw last year. Remember the season was done before, like...
First five...
We had them going 6-1 at the start of the year and they went...
Their draw wasn't easy. Their start was easy.
Yeah,
and they stuffed the start.
Yeah.
They run into the Clarkson and Lyon double in rounds 1 and 2 and lost to both those guys who were back at clubs. These sound like excuses. I'm just saying.
But why would you?
I don't think there's anything alarming to not do it.
But if you think he's the coach, which Lonnie was at West Coast, so I hope he keeps the job.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you just wait? What's the point of going now?
Because you're leaving it hanging over his head. Is he going to coach the same
as you're Norton 10,
the
security? Then what?
No, I think you extend him by 2 years. Mm. You got to remember now. You just pay these blokes out 6 months. There's no reason to not do it.
I thought that was a financial thing. If you were profitable, you still had to pay.
Unless the coach gets it put into their contract. That's the standard.
I thought they were looking to pull that out
completely.
I
don't think that's the case.
It was certainly not. It was certainly the clubs that were getting AFL support.
Yeah, that was 6 months.
Now, whether or not he would agree to that, it's different. Because he's got some...
I'm rooting for Longy, but I think if... Look, don't get me wrong, security's brilliant. Mm. But I really would like to just sit there and get to work and show what they've done.
Based on the feedback I got, a lot of people agree with you. I made my point. That's why I wrote it, because I believe it. Okay. I do think he can
coach.
Wanted
to start the year with a big swing.
Well, the one thing I will say is I think that Longmuir doesn't do the used car salesman stuff well. He doesn't go on camera and charm everybody like a Hardwick or a Buckley did or, Ross Lyon, tell a couple of gags.
Clarko gets his engagement.
Yeah, and you sort of walk away going, they're fine. He's got it under control. Longmuir, he doesn't have that polish to him from a media perspective, and I think he knows that. He's a coach.
Yeah.
He knows X's and O's.
And he doesn't want to do the old diversion tactic, like throw out a thing
that'll
become the talking
point. A lot of the players that he has coached have developed really, really well. They've lost a bunch of players. That can't all be on him. So, look, I think it's probably a bit unfair he's been judged at this
point.
I think if he had more bells and whistles, I think we wouldn't be talking about it the same.
Back on the assistants, I think there was a story on Code Sports asking the players, and it was huge on Joel Corey.
Yeah.
Bontempelli was our best coach I ever had.
There's a lot of support
Joel
for Joel Corey.
Joel Corey, one of my all-time favourite players.
Really?
Yeah. Very nice.
Getting drafted, Joel Corey was like the player. They ask
him. He would have been that.
Who you want to play like?
How far ahead was he of you?
We're almost there. Taser, should the AFL consider a send-off for serious Webster / Simpkins Stewart / Prestia type infringements?
Yeah.
Let the arc decide. That's from Taser. Yes.
I think you look at that. How many weeks do you think he's going to get?
100.
I reckon he's going to get six weeks.
And it's a crazy rule, but if you do knock someone out like that, I think you should be removed. The sub goes on. Yep. Or you're out for the game.
Yeah,
depending
on the
situation.
Yeah, like, I like that.
Well, 10, 20 minutes. Did you have a time on it? Like Simbin?
No, but if you've knocked the bloke into oblivion, who's a better player, Jai Simpkin or Jimmy Webster?
Yeah, Jai Simpkin.
So they're being advantaged, and then the next team for the next 6 weeks.
I don't even
no
reckon they should get the sub on. I reckon it's just you just
lose a player.
20 minutes. Yeah. 20 minutes, you're out.
That's why I think you need something, because a lot of the rules are subjective. And
But not that.
The pistol.
Not with head
knocks
these days.
I'm not saying
not with
that.
Head knocks these days.
Not leaving your feet and smashing a bloke's head off.
The pistol with a photo looks a lot like my Uncle Ben, but it's not. Honest assessment of the Freo ball movement going into JL's fifth season. Lots of talk each of pre-season, but never translate to the season proper. I think we've well. Yeah, geez,
fast,
a lot of Freo fans. They did not like that Port Adelaide game. Nick, I would say to you, just call the Jets, my friend.
I do not like, and I asked the question last year at one stage. I can't remember what round it was. I think Cox had nearly 30 disposals. Ryan had 30 disposals.
Oh, the back line stuff. Yeah.
I was just like, you don't want that. Lower half their numbers and get the ball out of trouble. Start from somewhere else. Yeah.
I think we got there.
Into it too much. Are we there? That's the only question.
Jesus, there's a lot.
That's the first hard
keep
ball.
Keep them sending, and we'll fine tune it.
How many minutes do we get to, Joshy?
27. Jeez. All right, so that's been the first hard ball gets mailbag. Yeah, send us a DM as you're watching the round. Whenever, we'll record it on a Monday afternoon. Probably release on a Tuesday. So get them in before then. This has been the Hard Ball Gets AFL Show. We'll see you next time.